And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports, and this report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Lots of high school basketball action for you around the listening area last night, and some games that were postponed due to the weather. In boys basketball, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 64-60. Elsewhere, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 72-46. Boyer Valley was a 52-46 winner over Adair Casey. Carroll beat Perry 74-53. It was Clarinda Academy with a 72-35 winner over College Springs South Page. Coon Rapids Bear defeated Charter Oak Ute 58-35. East Mills was a 53-42 winner over Stanton. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Boys beat Cam 56-40. It was Harlan over Lewis Central 73-42 in boys hoops. Also IKM Manning with a 73-45 win over AHST. I-35 Truro downed Mount Air 35-58. Kemper Catholic was a 64-5 winner over Creston. Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 82-63. Peyton Sherdan downed Mont Damon West Harrison 78-68. Sydney beat Nishtabotna 64-48. Sioux City West was a 63-61 winner over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Trainer beat Griswold in boys basketball 60-40. It was Underwood over Missouri Valley 63-42. Ottawa West Monona over Woodbury Central by a score of 77-64. The games that were postponed in boys basketball yesterday include West Central Valley of Stewart against Ogden, Van Meter versus Panorama, Central Decatur against Leon, versus Lennox, and the Orient Maxburg versus Moravia game. Those were postponed in boys basketball. In girls hoops yesterday, it was Audubon over Logan Magnolia, 70-24. Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic over Council Bluffs TJ, 74-16. Coon Rapids Baird was a 27-19 winner over Charter Oak Ute. Exira EHK downed Cam 53-33 in girls hoops. Harlan was a 48-34 winner over Lewis Central. Also, Kemper Catholic beat Creston 61-39. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 48-41 winner over Nottoway Valley. Panorama slipped past Van Meter 50-47. It was Perry over Carroll 80-17. Sioux City West downing Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 60-28. South Page over Clarinda Academy 56-12 in girls basketball. Trainer beating Griswold 67-30. Woodbury Central over West Monona 71-26. And at the Max Shootout, it was Bellevue East Nebraska over Red Oak 64-50. Glenwood downing Denison Schleswig 39-34. Also Tri-Center Neola over Oakland Riverside 56-39. 25th-ranked Iowa's gearing up for the impending return of injured junior guard Josh Oglesby, one of the team's best outside threats. Now the Hawkeyes have just to find a place for him to play. Oglesby, who missed the first 12 games of the season with a broken foot, is expected to make his season debut when Iowa hosts Arkansas Pine Bluff on Sunday. But the Hawkeyes already use at least 10 players a game, and benches typically get shorter once Big Ten play starts. Still, Coach Fran McCaffrey views Oglesby as an important piece for Iowa with Big Ten play just a week and a half away. McCaffrey says Oglesby is a full go, adding that he considers Oglesby one of the team's better players. In other top 25 college basketball action, Syracuse was the lone top 25 men's basketball team in action on Friday, and the second-ranked Orange improved to 11-0 with a 75-54 rout of High Point. Trevor Cooney hit 5 3-pointers and finished with 17 points, while C.J. Fair added 15 points. Cooney has drained at least 5 threes in 6 of the Orange's 11 games. High Point actually led early in the second half before Syracuse erupted with a 28-3 run. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers remain atop the Eastern Conference by one game over the Miami Heat after both teams won on Friday. The Pacers cruised to a 114-81 pounding of Houston as Paul George delivered 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. Lance Stephenson added 16 points to help Indiana end its first season-worst two-game skid. The Heat picked up their fourth consecutive win by shooting 61% and their highest scoring output of the season. Ray Allen also had 18 points for the Heat, who remained one game behind the Eastern Conference leading Indiana Pacers. Atlanta was a 118-85 winner against Utah Friday. Phoenix picked up its 6th victory in 7 games as Markieff Morris scored 25 points and Gerald Green added 19 to lead the Suns past Denver 103-99. The LA Lakers had a 104-91 triumph over Minnesota. Toronto with a 109-108 overtime win at Dallas. In other NBA action, Charlotte stormed back from a 20-point deficit that beat the Pistons 116-106 near Detroit. Kyrie Irving made 4 free throws in the final 21 and a half seconds of overtime and finished with 39 points to carry Cleveland past Milwaukee 114-111. And Evan Turner capped his 29-point night by drenning a buzzer-beating basket to give Philadelphia a 121-120 overtime win against Brooklyn. That's a check of sports this hour brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.